De Sault Ste. Marie's $11.6 million downtown plaza need a free New Year's Eve ball drop party? Should taxpayers foot the bill? Ward 3 Count. Angela Caputo and her Ward 1 counterpart Sunny Spina are suggesting a New Year's party with a midnight ball drop could become a hallmark event. They're even proposing a family-friendly ball drop earlier in the evening. They point to other places like New York's Times Square, where 1 million people gather to watch the annual midnight ball drop, some wearing adult diapers allowing them to stand for hours without losing their place in assigned pens on Broadway. The following is the full text of the Caputo-Spina resolution to be considered by City Council on Monday. The meeting will be live-streamed on Sue today starting at 5 p.m. New Year's Eve ball drop. Mover, Count. A. Caputo. Seconder, Councillor S. Spina. Whereas implementing a New Year's Eve ball drop would align with Sault Ste. Marie's strategic pillar of quality of life, engaging the key focus of creating vibrant downtown areas by providing citizens with new and exciting activities, opportunities to further enjoy our downtown and give locals an event to look forward to in the winter season, and whereas a New Year's Eve ball drop would align with Sault Ste. Marie's strategic pillar of community development, creating social and economic activity in the downtown and throughout the city. This could be achieved by providing opportunity for businesses to thrive by driving more tourist visits to engage in Sault Ste. Marie's holiday festivities and potentially creating a hallmark event for Sault Ste. Marie, and whereas this event would be inclusive to all residents of Sault Ste. Marie, and whereas many neighboring cities have implemented New Year's Eve ball drops and have seen economic benefits to tourism as well as to the local economy in doing so. Now therefore be it resolved that staff be requested to report back to council on creating a free Sault Ste. Marie New Year's Eve ball drop, including costs and plans and the option of a family-friendly ball drop earlier in the evening, as well as a midnight ball drop. Further be it resolved that the downtown plaza be considered as the primary location of the event, as it provides ample space, skating rink, food and drink vendors, and was built with the intention of holding such community events. Further be it resolved that the potential for street closure and Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario licensing of the street be included in the report.